You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off. Now, with clear seed peaches, tomatoes, and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us, and I hope that you have gratitude. I hope that you're appreciative of the things that have happened in your life, that people have made a difference and impact in your life, and I want to make an impact in the lives of others, and I know that you do too. That's why you're listening to The Mark White Show. Right now, I do have on the line with me Michael Anthony with Gratitude America. I reached out to Michael Anthony about this special effort and their mission to assist communities in building local programs to support U.S. veterans, their families, and families of the fallen. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Michael Anthony.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Absolutely. And you're located in Florida. That's where Gratitude America is based, correct?
Yeah, we were founded in Florida, and we have been conducting programs for a little over 10 years in both Florida, Georgia, and have invited veterans from the surrounding areas in the Southeast. So I know you're in North Alabama, and we've had numerous attendees come from all over Alabama to our program.
Excellent. Let's talk about your part in the program, Gratitude America. Where does Michael Anthony fit in all of this?
Well, the short story long is I'm currently the CEO of Gratitude America, but early in my career, I taught school, so I had a background in education, and then I shifted from teaching school to working for public supermarkets and their education department, working on training managers, and I ended up being an executive with them, spent 20 years at Publix, and concurrently, the connection to Gratitude America, being a veteran-serving organization, after 9/11, I joined the Army Reserve because, like many other Americans, I wanted to serve, you know, in the wake of the horrible attacks on September 11th. So I had lots of deployments along the way in the reserve, you know, served overseas, and began to struggle a little bit with, you know, sort of my mental health and the challenges of being in a combat zone and then coming home and not really being well trained to come home. So my wife found Gratitude America back in 2015 when it was a very tiny organization, and we attended one of their programs. It had a huge impact on my life, and so I started volunteering and doing whatever I could to help out with the organization that given so much to me, and I kind of volunteered my way into a job. So about 6 years ago, I came over to work for Gratitude America, and within the last couple of years was promoted to the CEO. So I've had kind of opportunities to serve as volunteer and sort of initial management, and now I get to run this wonderful organization. So it's kind of how I ended up serving with Gratitude America, and that was 6 years ago. Been a wonderful ride.
That's incredible, Michael. And I think about what you said when it comes to maybe something that's missing when someone transitions from, say, serving in the Middle East, somewhere around the world, and then coming back to the States, and you saw something that was missing. What do you think was missing in that for you to be able to transition back into civilian life?
I think what's really challenging for all veterans, you hear consistently about the plight of post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide ideations and depression and anxiety and a lot of things that are challenges to returning service members. And what's really unfortunate is that the military spends an inordinate amount of money training us to go to war and very little training us to come home. And so there's a gap in the training, at least we believe, a gap in the training for combat veterans, how to reintegrate back at home. And so what we find is that there's lots of opportunities for medications and talk therapy and all sorts of interventions that are offered, let's say, through the Veterans Administration. But what most veterans need is just spending a little bit of time to train themselves on how to come home. And so we're a very unique organization in the fact that we're not an organization that provides therapy. Our programs can be therapeutic, but they really are veterans training programs. And I think that's where we found the most success in working with veterans returning home is, you know, giving them a broad sense of how to return and the ways in which to do it. You know, we teach them wellness practices, and we focus on the concept of post-traumatic growth, which is how do we grow post-trauma? How does the trauma make us better than we were before some of these horrible events may have occurred?
Now, you mentioned that your wife had found Gratitude America, and of course, you're grateful to your wife for doing that. We don't want to waste our time volunteering for an effort that we don't believe in. What was it for you that caused you to take your personal time volunteering? Not CEO of Gratitude America, but a person who just wanted to help an effort. What was it that you saw at the onset that caused you to want to do that?
Great question, Mark. You know, what we find, the story that I told, the brief story I told you about my wife finding Gratitude America, is a very common story amongst those that support veterans. Not every veteran, you know, obviously is married, but about 3/4 of veterans that attend our program are married or in a committed relationship. And what we find, and this is a broad brushstroke, but I can tell you that most veterans don't sign up to come to our programs. It's those that support them at home that see how they're struggling and that want to support them that encourage them to sign up. And, you know, to be honest, some veterans come kicking and screaming a little bit against their will. But as soon as they arrive, what they find and what I found was a camaraderie that you lose post service. So veterans, you know, when you're in the military are very tight, right? Units have a lot of cohesion and there's a lot of brother and sisterhood. And you lose that when you get out of the military. And so being invited to a 4 or 7 day program that has veterans, you know, it brings them back together and really just creates an opportunity to be well supported. So for me, how I got into volunteering is, you know, my wife encouraged me to come. I didn't really know that I needed it, but she saw that I did. And as soon as I got there, the facilitators and the veterans that were there allowed me to see that I was, you know, a little changed for my military service and a little heavier than maybe I had been prior to joining the military. And I was able to unpack those things. And that gave me a levity that I hadn't had in years. I just, you know, veterans are people of service, right? You raise your right hand and you say you're going to do something greater than yourself. And so, you know, post-service, how do you give back? How do you continue to be a person of service? For me, it was volunteerism, you know, with Gratitude America. And we find that not only for me, but for lots of veterans that attend our programs, they get this new renewed sense of wanting to go out into their community and volunteer. Maybe it's with a veterans organization, or maybe it's with some of the wonderful organizations that, you know, you spotlight on your radio show. But again, finding a way to continue to serve outside the military, you know, within the community.
You know, Michael, programs are great, but without camaraderie, there's very little to them. As a former police officer myself, coming from a law enforcement background, something that meant a lot to me was the camaraderie that existed between fellow officers. And when veterans can find an opportunity within, say, a program that is going to help them, but they have somebody behind them, they have someone next to them, they have someone in front of them that they know have been through similar circumstances, that is where the real impact lives, I believe, and exists within a great program.
No, I would agree with you. I think we serve some first responders and law enforcement within our program, Warrior Path, which is hosted monthly in Florida. And we find that the community and the camaraderie is you lose it so quickly. But, you know, for instance, and just kind of doing a little bit of research before talking to you, I was looking, and, you know, there are lots of veterans right in Limestone County where you are. And even more right next door in Madison County. I mean, there's almost 33,000 veterans in Madison County, but there is this feeling of being alone. And so it's unfortunate that there's all these brothers and sisters that served in uniform that got out, and they feel like there's, you know, nowhere to turn, or there's nobody that they can call, and they get in a dark place. And so what we're trying to do is to, again, reunite veterans or first responders within the community and say, hey, there are people right here that will take your call, that understand your plight, and that can be supportive to you. You don't have to be alone. And so we're a small organization, but we're working very hard to, you know, rebuild that sense of camaraderie and build up veterans so that they can be of service back in their community. You know, we always tell veterans that, you know, don't let your military service be the best thing you ever did. Come back home and do amazing things, you know, right locally within your community. You can still serve. It's not over just because you hung up your uniform.
And Michael, when it comes to mental health and mental wellness, if you have gone through and experienced depression and the other things that challenge us, when it comes to service, you also realize that there is what I call a big lie that our brain tells us, that we could be surrounded by a room full of people and yet we do feel alone. You could have 33,000 people in the county that you're in, living in, and think that you are the only person who is going through what you're going through. And the fact is, if you've got 33,000 people, that's 33,000 people right now that are battling silently, if you do not know that there are other people who are going through what you're going through.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you know what I think would be interesting to your audience is we tell the veterans consistently, you do not have a monopoly on struggle. Everyone struggles. We are seeing this vastly amongst the communities that we live in, that mental health is a real struggle for just the community at large. And so what we focus on is the concept of post-traumatic growth. And so that would simply be, you know, be broken down. If I was going to just say that in one sentence or one sort of statement, that would be that adage of what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So when when all of us experience trauma, right, we can feel like we're in a dark, deep place where no one truly understands. But if you spend a little bit of time trying to evaluate what in that trauma, not that the trauma is good, but what lessons can we glean from that trauma, there's up to five things that emerge. We have a stronger appreciation for life. We can have a much closer relationship with other people, which is in the context of what we were talking about, tight relationships with veterans and first responders. You know, the new possibilities that occur in life post-trauma, what new things can emerge from that? We learn that we have personal strength, right? If I live through that, I can live through anything. And then many go through spiritual and existential change. You begin to either grow closer in maybe your faith, in a, you know, in God or in whatever it is you believe, or you just begin to question, why am I here? And so I think all of those, you know, five things could be items that would be very helpful just to the audience at large, veteran, law enforcement or not, is that when bad things happen to us, you know, what kind of lessons can we glean from that so that we can grow and actually, you know, be better than we were before these awful things may have happened to us.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Michael Anthony. He started out as a volunteer. He saw a need and he decided to spend his time to help Gratitude America, thanks to his wife. And I hope that you as a listener right now are thinking of someone or even yourself who can benefit from Gratitude America. In the next segment, we'll have a call to action with Michael Anthony about how you can support Gratitude America, how you can benefit from this effort. Maybe there's someone you love and care about who needs Gratitude America. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
The summer is heating up. Have your next backyard celebration with TNT Fireworks. For the best selection of our classic fan favorites and new items, you need to buy early. Also, enter to win our $10,000 sweepstakes on our website, TNTFireworks.com. Have safe family fun with TNT Fireworks.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
He drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early. way.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I talk to Michael Anthony, who is the CEO of Gratitude America. And I reached out to Gratitude America because I saw in them an effort that I believe can help our listeners, those who have served. And Michael Anthony, who is the CEO now, but was once a volunteer, benefited from Gratitude America so much so that he has stuck with it for these years to be able to serve in this role now with Gratitude America and promote this effort to help our veterans. And even, as he mentioned, a spinoff helping first responders. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Michael Anthony.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Absolutely. And Gratitude America assisting communities. That's so important when we get down to the community level and we think about our veterans that are within that community, and when we can help them and they can become better people, more productive people, they can find where they fit, then as a community, we become better.
I would totally agree. I think, you know, what we find is that there's such a small percentage of those that choose to serve in these, you know, traditional roles of being in military service or being in law enforcement. And, you know, what we find is, as I said in the previous segment, when you hang up the uniform, you can lose a little sense of that purpose, but still be service oriented or service minded. And I think what we can find with especially our combat veterans is that they have a skill set that others don't have. They have a strength that others don't have. And we are trying as an organization to give veterans sort of a second chance to be able to walk the long road from struggle to strength and emerge as leaders within our community at home. Sometimes there's a barrier in the way, and that could be some of the trauma that they experienced overseas that they need to work through before they can be that productive person, you know, at home. But the goal of Gratitude America is to allow these veterans to be as productive at home as they were, you know, when they were in the service or when they were on the battlefield.
And I can tell you, Michael, that the Mark White Show is an extension of my service as a law enforcement officer. I was looking, I was searching for what I needed to do, what my purpose was going to be. And I found that what I had done while I was a police officer, the activities I'd been involved in, trying to help people in calls, taking the reports and going and serving our communities, I wondered, well, what can I do with this? What am I supposed to be doing? And I found that those people, those very same people that I had encountered when I was serving as a law enforcement officer, needed help in other ways. And I could bring organizations and foundations and individuals to the table of the Mark White Show and let them share. And hopefully someone who was out there listening, who was having a struggle, who needed some help, would find the resources and the tools that they needed to help be a better person. And so that's where I found my purpose as an extension of my law enforcement career.
That's a shining example of, you know, the concept that I was mentioning of post-traumatic growth. I suspect when you were in uniform, you probably never thought that you would, you know, be hosting a radio show and doing all the wonderful things you're doing.
Never.
But it takes, you know, it takes an opportunity like that to show you, hey, there's new possibilities. There's another chapter and another chapter and another chapter, but it's all about the same vein of service. There are so many, I don't know too much about the nonprofit space outside of veteran serving nonprofits, but, in Alabama, there's over 500 nonprofits that are dedicated just to serving combat veterans. And the challenge is that there's not enough platform to share all the good work that's being done. And so what you're doing is truly amazing to try to connect, as you said, people in the community who may not know about resources locally within the community and exposing them to the resources so that they can get the services they need, so that then hopefully they can turn around and give back in their own right. It's very circular.
Absolutely. And as I think about you, Michael, and I think about you coming back to the States after serving, and what you had done prior being a teacher, and you wondering, okay, what am I supposed to do because I'm having these struggles, and then how far you've come over these past years being involved with Gratitude America, it certainly is an example too to others to think about, okay, if Michael Anthony can do this, if Mark White can do this, then there is hope for me. And I hope that that is coming through right now through our conversation.
Yeah, I would think so. I think again, the real challenge is that, it, you know, for me being a reserve officer, right, I would go and I would be overseas. I remember very distinctly coming home. I was like about a week travel. So I had literally been shot at on a Thursday in Iraq and then came home within the following week. So the next Thursday back at work. And it's very, very challenging to make that quick transition. I'm sure it's very, very, similar to, you know, police officers having to be at home and experience, you know, traumas and tragedies and then have to come home and, you know, be with their family.
Yes.
But it was a struggle, and there's no real way to decompress from that, without some assistance and without some aid from, you know, others who have been in similar situations. And it's all about the community just trying to uplift. And what we're finding is that, because we are people of service, a lot of times, you know, first responders, police officers, you know, combat veterans, military folks, however you want to categorize it, they don't ask for help. They're the ones that are giving the help. And so it takes a big shift in mindset for, at least in my experience, our combat veterans to reach out and say, hey, you know, I need help. I'm struggling and I want to change, but I don't know how.
And Michael, we've talked about those who serve, but we also need to talk about those who sacrifice at home. And you mentioned families. And that is something that Gratitude America does focus on as well, is the families of those who serve.
We do. That's one of the very unique things about our program is there are many, many, many programs that are specifically dedicated to veterans. So as I said, there's over 500 veteran serving organizations in Alabama. There's over 45,000 veteran serving organizations within the United States. And a lot of those are like an American Legion or a Veterans Foreign Wars chapter, things like that. But those are only open to the veterans themselves. And so there's very little out there for, you know, I'll dub it the support person because not everyone's married, but just like you said, the families, close friends, and even spouses of those that have served, there's not a lot out there for them. And so the spouses will say consistently to us after attending our programs, hey, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to provide support for me. I feel very lonely because I don't have a network of other support persons, and I feel very alone and I want to help my veteran, but I just don't know how. And so being exposed to other families who are on the other side of a veteran struggle is paramount in the healing for both the veteran and for bolstering, you know, the wellness of those that support us. I think it's almost easier to be a first responder or to be a veteran, you know, be a service member because, you know, you're doing your job. But there's no training for those that are at home and no training on how to support those that are struggling at home. And so that's why we will always have programs that include, you know, support persons, not just veterans and first responders.
And Michael, we've had the conversation now about Gratitude America, and I think we've shared enough for someone who now wants to help a person that they love or help themselves to be able to connect. I wanted you to be able to share how you want people to support Gratitude America and be involved like you did those years ago as a volunteer even.
Well, I think, I appreciate the platform. Gratitude America spends very, very, very little in the way of advertising. We get the word out through folks like yourself, word of mouth. And so I think, you know, the best thing that your audience can do is if you know a veteran who is struggling, if you know a veteran who has served and is, you know, trying to find what that next step is, just to direct them to our program on the website. There's only one telephone number. It's mine. So if a veteran were to visit our website and call, they're going to get me because I want to make sure that they get well taken care of. So getting the word out is hugely important. And it allows us to be able to continue to do our work so that we have a strong pipeline. There's more need than there is organizations. And then, of course, you know, as a nonprofit, one of the things that we're, you know, consistently focused on is our support comes from the communities that we serve in. The community has been very, very good to us. And so, you know, if you're charitably inclined and you want to help, you know, aid an organization where 87% of the dollars are going to go directly to the cause, then, you know, you can visit our website and make a donation there. And, you know, if you give me a dollar, I promise to, you that I'm going to make sure that I put it to great use and make sure that it supports programs locally right within the communities that we live.
Folks, that's gratitudeamerica.org. Check out the website, Gratitude America, Inc. on Facebook. Gratitude America's mission is to assist communities in building local programs to support U.S. veterans, their families, and families of the fallen. And Michael Anthony, I appreciate the fact that you've been able to join me as CEO of Gratitude America, share your experience, and hopefully have someone out there amongst those veterans who are struggling, who feel like they're alone, to have a message of encouragement and inspiration and know that there are people out there working very hard to help them to move forward in this life.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. I really do appreciate the opportunity. It's wonderful to get to speak to a fellow person of service and to be able to share with your community what we're doing. And again, if there's any veterans out there in need, or if you know a veteran or a first responder in need, send them our way. I can assure you that we will take very good care of them and ensure they get exactly what they need. And if we can't help them, we'll find somebody else that can.
Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Michael Anthony and those who served our country so well, first responders, all those who are struggling right now. I want you to know that we are here for you. We exist for you. I am here to help you. Michael Anthony is here to help you, and I hope that you will utilize the programs, the services that are available to try to help you and your families. I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Please let them know, because someone out there also needs to hear this show. And by you sharing, you can help them. You can benefit their life and help them move forward. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my
my kind of people.